Yo, 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 what's going on? It's your boy Greg Lunt. It's September 6th, 2017. You're listening to the Unnamed Podcast. It's Wednesday and it's 10:30 in the morning. I just kind of got out of bed. I've been up since like 8:45, but I rolled around for a minute and then I watched Hard Knocks, which was an hour long. I just kind of streamed it from my phone. Hard Knocks, if you don't know, is the HBO show where they pick an NFL team every year and then they kind of just like get behind the scenes footage and they put together an entire documentary style series, 5 episodes during the preseason. So you follow along with the players, you see some guys, you know, some big stars, you kind of see them behind the scenes and what they're like with their teammates and coaches. And then you also learn about rookies and kind of fringe guys, and there's little, you know, mini storylines that they put together. So it's a cool way to like look behind the scenes and see into an NFL locker room and into what it takes to make an NFL team. And they've been doing it for a while now. I want to say this is like the 10th year they've done it, something close to that. So they did the Buccaneers this year, Jameis Winston, Doug Martin, Mike Evans, Gerald McCoy, and then yeah, today was the final one, and today was kind of boring, this last one, because it was just them cutting players. I don't know. They had a preseason game, but it was boring because they focused on, like, it was the 4th week preseason where none of the starters play. So it was, like, a few guys who were on the bubble, and they just followed them, and then they cut them all. So it was like, all right, it's kind of a boring episode, but the more you know, so it's always good to keep tabs on that shit. Especially, you know, coming from where I'm at right now with my football stuff. Speaking of football, Labor Day, I hope you guys all had a great Labor Day. I had my fantasy football draft on Labor Day, my main league with my high school buddies. And we do an offline draft where you don't do it on the ESPN platform on the internet. We all sit around in a room and we do it manually. And I don't know why we do that. It's just more old school, I guess, and more fun. But that was Monday. And, you know, I've been at the draft every single year since we started in 2009. And not only that, but I think every year, except last year, every year was hosted at my parents' house in Connecticut. So not only did I not get to go for the first time this year, but I was doing it over the computer and kind of, they hooked me up though. They hooked me up where I was on the big screen. So they were in a basement and had my face on the television hooked up to, you know, like a Skype call or whatever. And then they, you know, flipped the laptop around. So it was showing the room. So I could kind of see what was going on and they could see me. So that was cool. But there's nothing like being there with your boys, man. You know, throwing a few back on draft day, ripping on each other about the terrible picks that your friends are making. There's a real sense of camaraderie, and especially at this age, you know, when you're talking about your high school friends, everybody's out doing their own thing, man. People have moved, people are busy with work, people have kids, and it's an excuse, it's like a wedding, you know, those rare occasions where you can kind of get the band together. And in, you know, even with a wedding though, it's still like, you know, it's formal and there's a lot of things, external factors to worry about. With the draft, it's like you're just all getting together in a basement as if you were back in college again and just having fun and talking shit. So I didn't miss that, but it was still good. My team, I think, came together well. I've been preparing for it harder than most years just because, you know, I've been watching a lot of film this year in general for my own sake. So I think my team came out pretty well, but we'll see. I never get too excited about my team after the draft because everybody loves their fucking fantasy football team after the draft. Everybody thinks that they have the best fucking team and da-da. So I just always go into it like, look, I probably made, who the fuck is at my door? I'm gonna keep this rolling. It's a fucking mailman. I don't have any clothes on. Hi.
How are you doing? So, I guess?
Yeah, how's it going?
For Kenneth?
No, I'm not, but...
As your roommate?
Yeah.
Okay, this is a disconnection notice, pretty much, because no payment since August, last year. So, no payment
what?
At all. Yeah, see last payment?
I've been paying every single month.
So, I need to collect 10744 now to avoid disconnection.
Okay, let me call Kenny real quick.
Yeah, you can give you a minute.
Okay, thank you. Alright, sorry, I had to shut my phone off while I took care of that shit. It's probably like 45 minutes later now. Apparently So, I'm subletting this apartment, and I'm not... My name's not even on the bills. So, I Venmo my friend who's actually on the lease every month for gas, for internet, for all that shit. And... I guess he hasn't been paying the gas. He thought he was, but he wasn't. So every month he was charging me more and more per month. But really that was just our increasing overall payment that we haven't been paying. So every month I've been paying like 20, 30 bucks more than the last month. And it's like compounded, but I've been paying it monthly, if that makes sense. So he owes me like 550 bucks. I just did the math and kind of and talked to him for a second. So hope I get my money back, but you know what? That's actually kind of cool. Like, I've been functioning without that money, you know what I mean? Like, that'll be a nice little boost there, get a nice little 500-600 bucks. Honest mistake, but I'm fucking sitting here in my underwear recording this podcast, and I got a knock on my door, and it's some dude telling me he's going to shut off my gas. I wonder how much of that I caught on here. Probably all of it. Alright, well that's an interesting start. I mean, I got so much shit to do today, man. I gotta record this podcast, I'm recording another podcast, I'm doing a fantasy football draft for my dad's league, I gotta go print out all the shit at Kinko's for that, I got some work to do, and I also wanted to go for a hike and do yoga, and it's already 11:15. I think I can squeeze it all in. I think I'm gonna finish this podcast in the next, like, 15-20 minutes, and then edit it and put it up, which will take another 20 minutes, half an hour. So by like noon, 12:30, I can be on my way to my hike. So yeah, you know, I stress myself out, but as long as I've got a kind of mental structure for the timing of the shit I have to do that day, I'll be fine. Oh, he just texted me right now. I should probably put my phone on airplane mode. I'm going to do that. Okay. So I don't want to be getting a call during this important stuff I'm talking about. I told you about that bug bite I got last week, that spider bite or whatever. It's like pretty much gone. They told me to take 2 pills a day for 7 days. I took 2 pills a day for like 3 days. Bad boys, what you gonna do? And I was drinking smoothies, and it pretty much all went away. So that's good. But I, you know, during that time, I wasn't able to go outside. And then yesterday I went for a hike for the first time in like a fucking week, because it was either 95 degrees or I was on this medication. So I've been sitting in this like terrible chair. I'm sitting in it right now too. It's like this, it's like rock hard, and, I've just been sitting here for like so many hours every day fucking doing shit, and because I don't want to work on my couch because I use my mouse, you know, I'm in Photoshop, I'm like, I do shit where I need to be clicking around. If you're using the mouse pad, it really slows you down. So I sit at this desk, I really need to invest in a chair. I need to just go spend $100 and get like a fucking nice chair, because the amount of time that I spend on the computer is worth it, because my back, dude. And I haven't done yoga. I mean, I did like a little bit of yoga in my apartment, but I haven't been to an actual class. I think I went to like one in August, which is like horrendous. And we're already a week into September. You know, I'm paying fucking $86 a month for that membership. But, I mean, I've well got my money's worth over the past year from that place. But this August was just like, it was too hot. I had too much other shit going on. Whatever, excuses, but I need to do some yoga, because my back is starting to hurt, and my neck, dude, when I turn to the left, let's see what's happening right now, well, it's kind of not, because I'm like loose. But when I turn my head to the left now, like especially when I'm on my bike and I like turn to the left to like check traffic, my like, I don't even know how to explain it. It's like my skull and my neck in the back, like behind my head, it like crack, it like pops. It like makes this little click sound and I hear it like in my brain and it's annoying as fuck. But I think it's just because I'm like a combination of like stressed out and have been sitting in a chair for like 12 hours a day for the last week. And my neck is like tight and my shoulders and my neck are tight. And I think it's fucking with my shit. So I need to get moving more. I'm going to try and do a hike. I did a hike yesterday. I'm going to do one right now and go to yoga at 3, which is going to be fucking awesome. I need that so bad, dude. The problem is when I say it's too hot, is because it's like 95 degrees outside, and then the place that I go to, they only offer hot yoga. So it's like, I don't want to like go into a sauna on a fucking brutally hot day, you know what I'm saying? But now it's like back towards the 80s, and I need it. More than anything, I just need to fucking do yoga. So that's going to happen. Should crush today. I like when I have a lot of stuff to do, when none of it is like super intimidating. Most of it's fun. Like this is fine. I just get to talk for a little bit. And then the podcast I'm doing with my friend later is fantasy football. And then I have the draft as fantasy football. So anytime it's football, it's all good. The only other shit that's really been on my mind has been some of the girl shit from last week. I've been thinking about, it's weird, and listen, I don't even know, she, for all I know, she could be listening to this, but I don't think she does, but if she is, hi. I've been, you know, I unfollowed my ex on Instagram, just because, you know, I didn't want some shit to pop up with her new boyfriend or whatever, but then I'm like, I don't know, it feels weird. I don't want to reach out. I don't want to reach out. You know, we talked like every other day for the most part, and maybe toward the end, maybe like once a week, but we were talking pretty consistently for the last 2 years since we broke up. And, you know, she told me that she's starting to get serious with someone, and I'm just like, okay, you know, I told her, I don't know how I'm going to feel. She told me on the phone and I was just like, yeah, like if you're happy, I'm happy. I just, you know, I don't know how I'm going to feel. And now it's like a week and a half later. And basically what I've been feeling is I don't feel, I want to talk to her, but I, not at the cost of the actual situation. So it's like, she's got someone that is serious enough for her that she was willing to tell me about it. To me, that means I need to step out. Like she wants to like still be friends and like talk and shit. And she hit me up like this week just to like try and make some small talk. And I just wasn't in that headspace to do that. So I kind of like gave her some, you know, short answers and stuff. You know, it's a tough situation. But I think I need to just kind of step out. You know, apparently this other guy, I don't know if I should even be airing this shit, but it's not that bad. The other guy, you know, he's like super nice guy, and he understands that me and her have a relationship of some sort still and all this stuff. And she's like, yeah, no, he really gets it. He's really sweet, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude, if he's any kind of like normal dude, he'll be nice about it, but he doesn't want you talking to your ex. Like, no way in fucking hell he likes the fact that you still talk to your ex on the phone for an hour a week or more. Like, that's not cool. So, you know, he can be cool with it, quote unquote, but he's really not cool with it. And I'm not cool with it because what am I gonna hit her up for? I'm going to hit her up to say, hey, how was your week? How you doing? Let's keep in touch. Not like it doesn't do anybody any good except for like my ego, like maybe her ego, you know, but it definitely doesn't help their relationship. And it definitely doesn't help me to just move forward. So, look, it's a complete gray area. As of right now, I don't want to reach out because it's just sticking my head into someone else's relationship at this point, and that makes me uncomfortable. If she reaches out to me and wants to talk, then, you know, I'm here. But, and I think we do need to have the conversation. Like, I think it's a little bit weird I'm talking about it right now, and I haven't talked to her fully about it yet. But I do need to talk to her soon because it's been on my mind, and I just need to talk to her to tell her what I just said to you, like, that this kind of needs to, we need to put a cap on 2 years of holding on to, you know, something that isn't. And she's obviously not holding on because she's found somebody else, but, and I'm not holding on because I'm not trying to be with her for sure. But there's still that like emotional connection. So if me and her are talking on a regular basis, we're not just talking, we're flirting, you know, that's just how it is. So I can't be doing that now that I know that she has someone that she's considering a serious relationship. I think I'm doing the right thing. I think it's the right thing for me and for her, even though it kind of sucks. I mean, the ego part of me wants to see what the fuck this dude looks like, just so I could, like, you know what I mean? Like, you always want to see that one time, just to, like, see. I mean, so you could, like, hate on. You could be like, yeah, that kid's kind of a pussy. you know, you just make yourself feel better by, like, dissing the new person that your ex is with in your own head. But, no, in all seriousness, like, she's great. And for her, I don't think she would settle either. So I'm sure this guy's, like, a good guy. And that's why I feel like if this guy's a fucking normal, like, chill dude, no way in fucking hell he likes the fact that she's still talking to her ex on a regular basis. That's just not cool. Like, straight up, I'll be honest, when me and her got together, like, 4 years ago, I made her stop talking to her ex. And it wasn't because I was just, like, we got together and I was like, yo, cut that shit off. It was like, we were going to sleep one night and she was drunk and I went to go put her phone on silent and it was like messages from him. And I think we'd only been dating for like a month or two. And it was like, I opened up the phone and it was right there, like in the message. And he was like sending her smiley faces and shit. And I was just like, nah, like, so, you know, granted that kid was a sketchy dude who like cheated on her and is just like had a girlfriend while he was sending her smiley faces and stuff. He had like a new girlfriend, which was the girl that he cheated on her with. So the dude was a sketchball. So I definitely have my reasons to just like, yo, this kid, you're either with me or you're like, no, like this kid's not around. But if I'm messaging her now, even if I have like good intentions, because I just care about her as a person, it's still like, I know how that guy would be feeling, like, nah, like just cut this cat off. So I'm just going to cut myself off. And, you know, I guess it's been a long time coming. You know, life moves on. And I've talked too much about girls the last couple of weeks. But you know what? That's, you know, I've wanted to talk about girls before on this thing, but it's weird. It was actually like partly was her. Like, I didn't want to, like, start talking about shit on here when I still talk to her all the time. I didn't want her to ever listen and feel like a knot in her stomach or something like that. But at this point, it's, like, it's my life. And, you know, she's got her own shit and I got my own shit. Man, what another depressing fucking podcast. Kind of caught me in a weird spot, but I got so much shit to do today, I can't even focus. So I'm going to wrap this up. I'll talk to you guys next week. Enjoy week one NFL football. You can be sure that I will. I also have my playoff softball game on Sunday, so I'll let you know how that goes. And until next Wednesday, peace out.